This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Sophistication. Class. Restraint. Dignity. None of these words have anything to do with Super Troopers 3.
One, two, three, go!
Barbara in the house!
Hope you guys aren't too drunk already!
This Friday.
No new info on the guy who did it.
Oh, so it couldn't have been a woman?
Sexist!
You ever see Ocean's 8?
Enough! Super Troopers 3. Only in theaters Friday. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parents.
Ice Cube's Big 3 season is heating up. The most competitive basketball league on earth is on CBS this Sunday. The two best teams go head-to-head as Coach Nancy Lieberman and Greg Monroe's Dallas Power take on the one-seed Chicago Triplets, led by Coach Dr. J and Captain Montrezl Harrell. Then Coach Gary Payton and the Boston Ball Hogs battle Nasir Khor and the Detroit Imps in a must-win game for Boston. The game played the way you love. Watch live Sunday, August 9th on CBS at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, and catch replays Monday on BET. Presented by iHeart.
Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast.
I was so tickled about that story and three things to know today about reading. If you read a little bit every day, reading 30 minutes, even 30 minutes or less every day, the same book, the same story, you will live longer. This research does not, you can live longer. It's really good for your brain. It does not apply to like scrolling, reading articles, or just an article even in a magazine. It doesn't apply to that. It's a...
basically 30 minutes and continue with a book until you get to the end of it.
It's the it's deep reading, complex narratives that your mind can follow from day to day. So like if you read a chapter a day or a chapter a night, it is really good for your brain in a way that, you know, simple scanning and reading emails doesn't count.
I guess it's 'cause that beautiful? Next time you pick it up, you got to remember, recall everything, the way the story's going and all the characters and all that.
Stimulates your brain in a way that is really, really good for it. I've always felt that is the way. Number one, I love having something to look forward to. So if you hit a chapter a night, you know, you've read a chapter, you've enjoyed it, you have something to look forward to. Hopefully it's good enough that you're interested in what's happening in the next chapter.
Did they say that it ties only to stories, or does it work with puzzles? Is this just about brain activity, period?
It's about reading. It was about reading only, so not puzzles. Like, I mean, I see where you're going with that.
I mean, to me, brain activity is brain activity unless it's a specific type, because we do know that, you know, mental activity and cognition, if you keep it active, it's going to tend to stay active. If you don't, then
use it or lose it, right?
Kind of, yeah.
The study is about, it suggests that deep reading, you know, holding a complex narrative in your brain over many days that you're interested in, it engages your brain in ways that quick scanning cannot.
You know, that's the very thing that I'm not good at either. And it's, I mean, it's been that way my whole life. I can read a book and it takes me a minute to remember characters and all of that. I can remember a storyline, but then everything just kind of wears off of me. And then as time goes by, once I've read the book, sometimes I even forget. I don't remember the characters. I don't remember the general plot.
Maybe if you read like this, though, maybe we could find something fiction or something exciting to read that you were interested in.
But when I was in school, it was the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and there's certainly some autobiographies and things like that that I've written that the stories and pieces of the story stick. But if there are names that I don't know that I'm having to learn, they don't stick.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Is that weird?
I mean, I don't understand it, because to me, a story is everything, you know, and I look forward to it. I need it. I always want to be reading a good book.
Storytelling is the original form of entertainment. It's probably the oldest form of entertainment.
Yeah.
If I read a book too fast, it's almost like binging a show. I have to go back and do it again because I don't retain it.
That's why a chapter a day is the way.
Let me ask you this. If I, you know, because I don't read it right now. I'm listening to audiobooks.
Does that count?
I'm still keeping track of characters and storylines and all that.
I think that counts. Now, it doesn't help you with your being a better reader and being a better, you know, it doesn't help you with your vocabulary as much.
And it also does not. I don't know how deep the study goes. It's not going to do the hand-to-eye coordination, the eye-to-paper coordination, because there are motor skills that you're using in addition to just retaining a story.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know what now you get me curious, Jody. I know the study as you mentioned it, but now I really want to dive in and see.
People who read books for as little as 30 minutes a day lived years longer than non-readers. And it's brain activity.
And I also wonder if there's a peace associated with that, too. You're disconnecting yourself from the daily grind.
In reality.
You're losing yourself in a story, and maybe that lowers cortisol levels, and so that you feel better.
There's probably a lot more to it than that's one study, and that's their findings. There's deeper parts of that study, and you probably are onto something. It is something that I look forward to, so it's a positive association. It has nothing to do with my daily life. Believe me, the book I'm reading now is set in the 1940s, but I completely transform myself. I completely go there when I'm reading, and I love it.
You crave it.
I definitely do.
Well, it's like you said, you look forward to it.
Totally.
I can't wait till I get home later and get back to the book.
That was always one thing that just because I do love to read and have something to read at all times, you can't press that onto someone else. You want them to. But I don't think Murphy will ever be the same kind of reader I am, and that's fine. No. But when our girls were little and they had summer reading, I would beg, please, just one chapter a day. You will hit your goal, and you might. I thought we can create a little reader here. And I think they both do like to read, and now they're so busy, young adults, that they can't find the time to fit it in. And that's a real thing, too. But I remember thinking, that's the way. Just one chapter a day, you'll hit your summer reading goals. Instead of trying to read it too fast toward the end of summer, when you're trying to just cram it in.
Get
your 20 books in and get your points or whatever it is, whatever kind of reading program was at the school.
I wonder, too, if the type of book it is or the subject matter helps. Because if you're reading a whodunit or a mystery, it seems like a lot of books we read, you're going to be trying to figure, it's going to have your brain engaged trying to figure out while you're reading it and remembering characters and all that stuff.
Look, this book that I read not long ago, you might even enjoy it, Sam. I enjoyed every single word of it. It was called Heartwood. All one word is the title. And it's in several different voices. One chapter would be the woman who was hiking the Appalachian Trail and got lost in the wilderness. And then the next chapter is the woman who is in charge of search and rescue, looking for her with a team assembling and not sleeping because she's always found people and she can't find this woman. And then the next person is someone online who's following the story and ends up sending tips in. And yes, that one kept me because I had to know what happened to this woman. So there's no way I was going to let that is a book you start and then finish.
Yeah.
And it was written so well that it was beautiful enough for me to not, I never had that point where I was having to reread a paragraph or force myself. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. But every book I read, I have to go back because I'll be into a paragraph and somehow my mind manages to wander and my eyes are moving. So I have to go back again. It's like to really digest it, I have to go back.
And
sometimes I have to go back 3 and 4 times, honestly.
Okay, Murphy, that to me is not, that's an attention span thing. That's a learning.
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
That's an attention span thing. Look, we've been married a long time. I've lived with you a long time. We don't talk about it here a lot, but it's definitely something that probably should have been looked into when you were a kid.
Yeah.
You are a very smart person, a very driven person, and I think the only thing that gets in your way is your attention, your mind. And that's not your fault, but it is a fact that your mind is sometimes it seems almost working against you.
I've really tried to pick up and read books on a regular basis to have something like that to focus
enjoy.
On, but you kind of know what happens.
By books, you mean the marketing books, or you mean
anything?
Really anything in general. Yeah. The marketing books are the ones that capture my interest.
Can you remember any book that you read start to finish that you loved? That you looked, what I was just describing, have you ever had that experience?
Yeah. And both of them were autobiographies. One was the Lucille Ball autobiography, which I thought was a fantastic book. I guess it wasn't an autobiography, it was a biography.
Either way, that's good to know.
And there was a book on Johnny Carson that I read from start to finish that I found really fascinating.
And that's your sweet spot.
So it stories of people who I'm interested in, I guess, will get me from start to finish.
And you just got was it a Father's Day gift that Phoebe gave you? What is it?
Yeah, that's Gordon Lightfoot. And I have not had it. So I picked up and started reading the first few pages of that. I have not continued on that. But that's interesting to me because he's an artist that I'm fascinated by.
Sure.
And his story is also an interesting one.
Well, there you go. See, that's your sweet spot for your brain to get that kind of juice and exercise. And that would be good for you. Try. You're disciplined. Try a chapter a night. Don't go overboard. Just one chapter a night and see if you could do it. You know?
That's a good idea.
You eat every day. You sleep every day. Read one chapter a day and see if that changes your brain a little bit.
That's a good idea.
And you could have something to look forward to.
You got to find time to do that.
Okay, one chapter?
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, one chapter
is doable. I know he's busy.
Doable.
It's usually going to be before bed, and I do like that because it's the same. Same thing happens to me that happens to Jody, is it becomes relaxing, and then you eventually kind of have to stop because you're starting to nod off.
How many times does he come to bed, and I'm asleep, and there's just a book?
There's always a book between us,
I'm so sorry, but whatever, that's my jam.
Yeah.
Either my Kindle or a book, because I do both. Yeah. I like to read on the Kindle, but I like sometimes like real books.
Yeah.
The one that I'm reading right now, and I can't put it down, and I know I've said it once or twice before, and we even talked about it last night during Facebook Live Girl Talk Tuesday, because I can't put it down. It's one of those, I can't wait to be with those girls again, these characters. It's called The Calamity Club. It's a commitment to read this book, but it's worth every word. It's by Catherine Stockett, who wrote The Help. And not the same story at all, but different women and different girls and how they, where they are in their lives. Some of them, one of these little girls is in an orphanage and she doesn't know why her mom left her. And then there's another lady her name is Birdie, and she's volunteering at the orphanage. It's crazy how beautifully good it is. And
it is a really thick book. I've rolled over it a few times.
I'm so sorry. Anyway, if you loved The Help and you thought she was great, and she is a great author, she took 10 years to write this book. It's what I'm reading now that I can't put down. I mean, when was the last time you had that you looked forward to every chapter?
I honestly had it recently with Hail Mary, Project Hail Mary. And then after I read Project Hail Mary, I went back and read one of Weir's, his earlier book, The Martian.
Andy Weir,
The Martian, which was also turned into a movie.
And again,
how are they going to get out of this? What's next?
Okay.
But can I also have a honorable mention?
Please.
It's authors, Robert Ludlum and Dan Brown. Robert Ludlum is the one who wrote the Bourne books.
Yep.
He only wrote three, even though it seems like it goes on forever. Dan Brown, who did The Da Vinci Code and Angels and Demons.
I read those too.
I've read Da Vinci Code three times just because I like it.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever he puts a book out, I don't care what it is, I'll read it just because I like.
You know his
I like
style.
Trying to figure out. Mm-hmm. While he's trying to figure out wherever he's leading us, I try to figure out the mystery.
Right. None of his are obvious either. It's multi-layered.
Yeah.
I remember that being, this is too much for my head. I mean, it was good. Totally good. Murphy, I can't wait to hear what biography or autobiography you want to do this with. Maybe Lightfoot, maybe something you've read along or something brand new.
Yeah.
It would be good.
No, I mean, I've already started Lightfoot, so I think I'm going to finish that one. We'll see.
One chapter a day. It's a good plan.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam, and Jody podcast.
Now more than ever, America needs a laugh. Enter the Super Troopers to the rescue. Vermont's finest and most shockingly offensive mustachioed highway patrol officers return to the big screen in Super Troopers 3. With more pullover pranks and more over-the-top shenanigans than ever, in this latest installment of the cult comedy classic, Rod Farva's wildly over-the-top Indian engagement to Thorny sister spirals out of control, a debaucherous bachelor party, a wedding that Thorny is desperate to stop, and a dangerous drug smuggling ring all threaten the troops' friendships and future. Fill your liter of cola, grab your buds, and roll up to the multiplex for Super Troopers 3, only in theaters Friday. Get tickets, meow.
Wait, I came in for two things. How is this $47?
All right, we're going to need a plan here.
Just start simple with Bank of America Advantage Safe Balance Banking. No overdraft item fees, no monthly maintenance fee if you're under 25. Plus, as a new checking customer, you can earn $100 when you open an account and make qualifying Zelle or debit transactions.
Oh, that's actually really simple.
Safe Balance Banking. One less thing to figure out. Learn more at bofa.com/earn100. Terms and conditions apply. Bank of America N.A. member FDIC.